Priya, just woke up with a message ringing in my mind. That 12 people, I don't know where that number came from. Just a few people who may and of course we know it's so who may be influential intellectually, especially influential in general, who understand the deeper reality and truths in this world, in this life. And how they can greatly and do greatly influence decision making, even up at the top. And the lives of everyone. And it's here what we are talking about here, Dharma. I like that word because it's really saying it all in a way, if you understand what it means. And I've been thinking about it often during the past year, because there is such a need for that understanding, that knowledge, which really is about the reality, the actual principles, how nature works, how we work when we function properly, the harmony, the win-win thinking, the sustainability thinking, how to properly function. To nature and each other and so on. But the point was, the kind of message that rang in my mind when I woke up was, I don't know where the number came from, but 12 people is enough who may sit here now somewhere on the planet and become convinced about them, for instance, the truths of Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and these old teachings of wisdom that have upheld good, successful, harmonious cultures on the planet for thousands of years. So I guess the conclusion or the message here is that, yes, even someone like me, who now it's my old age, sit here in my home sometimes, paint or draw or write, play my guitar. Who may think of himself, as maybe you also do, as insignificant, and what can I do to change the world? Well, I think it was Victor Hugo who said, well, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. I forgot the exact statement, but not even an army can stop ideas that are good and that take root and start to grow. So I guess that's what is the lesson for today, that we can all do our little good work, carry the little straw to the stack, to the anthill. Well, maybe that's not a good example, but. And then I, of course, well, the conspiracy theory, they call it, that 13 families control the world. Well, whatever it is, a few people, even you and me, can, if the ideas are very good and make very much sense, and I would say can actually help people to make their lives better, more successful, happier, to heal us, you could say. Can do a lot. So we shouldn't rest on our laurels. And we all, this is my philosophy nowadays, should live our lives the way we are, do our thing that we can and love to do. Do it that way, the dharmic way. And today, you can even sit here like this and speak to the world. Isn't that fantastic? And I think we should get away from this old, I say it's old, way of seeing media as something done by special people. Look, that person is on television. I am just a television watcher. But also the 15 minutes fame, it's not about the fame. That's an old idea from the days when it was a very exclusive thing to appear in media, on a video screen, whatever. Or stand on a stage playing music or singing. Or now we see how we tend to adore, look up to, and be fascinated by and have respect for such people just because they are on that kind of stage, whether on screen or live. Psychology. But it's not about that. We need to learn that just because someone is famous doesn't make them right and good and true and so on. But you and me, we can be good and true and right and have something important to say. And we do. If we follow the ways of life that actually work and lead towards the light. So get out there, get your camera up and running. Teach by living. And at least remember that maybe one of those 12 or whatever they are, people who are in influential positions, and I'm speaking here as a Vaishnava devotee, a devotee of God, there are those up in very important, influential positions, powerful positions today, who are that as well. So we should have courage and I am just, whatever I'm doing here, that's what I and what I actually do, study and teach the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, and that knowledge there, the Dharma, the Sanatana Dharma. Maybe even when I sit and paint my little paintings, and share whatever experiences I have gathered in life and whatever valuable things I've learned, and so can you. Good luck. Thank you, Hare Krishna.